WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive celebrating 25 years with our fancy cupcake and our Disney fireworks. I've been bragging about this, our 25th anniversary. We're celebrating our 25 top stories of glory. And I've been so overwhelmed with Orioles, Ravens, this, that I haven't got the countdown exactly. We're on 24 right now, headed toward 23. I actually know all top 25, but we have a great sponsor for that. Our friends at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. We've talked about it, an educational series and all the things we do around here. And I've been wearing the shirt all week because I sort of stumbled into Far and Daughter up on Timonium last Thursday, Friday. I walked in. I'm there to get some terpene, not terps like the undefeated terps, terpene-infused chews. And they offered me shirts. And I said, this is going to make the segment even better. Wendy Bronfine is here with her sister this time. Wendy, for you, and you told me about these shirts. You're like, I got a design. I got a thing. We need a T-shirt. We need to turn it around. I said, call Keith over at Strategic Factory. And I didn't even think that the minute I showed up, I looked down and I'm like, you did it. You ordered the shirts. I got to see the design on it a little earlier than everyone, but yeah. I did pick this up in a medium. I thought I was skinnier than I am. I think I might need a large before it's all over with. But how are you? How is your sister, Rebecca? It is good to see you as well. And happy. We call it a Festivus when it's just the playoffs. Happy playoffs to both of you.
Thank you. Happy playoffs to you.
This is a
very special weekend.
Well, yeah, and it used to be Pittsburgh week, right? Like, we're playing the Steelers, the Ravens are going to London next week, everybody's going there, and then we have all these playoff tickets, and I know you guys, first things first, you're really local people. You grew up here, your dad, the story of your pharmacies, all of that, but the local spirit for baseball, and I'm sure your family had Oriole tickets forever and ever and ever, and this has been your little fun way to get involved on the front end of the marketing and to have black. First thing they said black or orange. Rebecca, why did you pick black? I need to know.
It's slimming.
Well, okay. That's a good point. All right.
Yeah. It's a tried and true color. It goes with everything.
Well, I picked the orange because I felt like I needed more orange in my closet after 27 years of purple. I mean, we're purple and orange in our logo. So, I mean, it made sense. But for you guys doing this, tell everybody what the deal is because I really didn't know. I come in as just a customer. I'm at the front desk. I get buzzed back. I went back and I was like, literally only going to spend like $60. I had like a couple, that's all I had, what I was going to get in my mind. And I was in there doing a little shopping and I looked down and said, oh, with this purchase, you get a shirt. And I'm like, well, I'm going to get a shirt without no question about that. And then it became orange or black. You have purple shirts though, too. I mean, the Ravens are always in season, right?
Yeah. So we do a lot of Baltimore hometown sports stuff. So last weekend we did this stunt where if you spend $80, you got one of these, Baltimore baseball themed shirts.
Stunt work with me. I was in for $80.
Yeah. And then it was really successful. And last week was the end of the season. This week is the beginning of the playoffs. So we've got one more weekend going of it. So it started yesterday and it goes through Sunday until we run out. And then we, years ago, because we're Purple Friday town, we did a Purple Friday kind of shirt. And we had that as another kind of promotional giveaway gift with purchase. And we've got those back again.
I wore one of those at the Super Bowl. At the Super Bowl in... I think it was the Atlanta Super Bowl. You sponsored what we were doing very, very early on in Timonium. And I have your shirts. I mean, I have a – Billy White Shoes Johnson was the wide receiver from the Houston Oilers, and he did this really special dance. It was really the first – he sort of created the end zone dance as we know it today, which is now it's celebrated. But he had a really unique dance in the mid-70s. He was my favorite player. And I'm wearing a Curio purple big O. It's on this side. The big O for the Curio. And I'm wearing it, and I'm dancing with – I think I might have even done the Icky Shuffle with Icky Woods in it too. When I wear the purple Curio shirt, I dance. That's all I can say. So I hope I'm dancing with some Oriole magic here. I mean, this is
– Oh, my God. Bring it.
Well, your whole store's vibed up. When I came in, everybody was like in black and orange. And we'll get to wellness and cannabis and vape and all new products. But more than that, you guys are local. I mean, give me an Orioles story from both of you. Rebecca, you might be too young to ever remember winning. I'll be honest with you.
We used to, when we were really young, we would go, we had tickets on the third baseline. I don't recall any like special notable story. Like no one got lost at Camden Yards. My friend Matt's bar mitzvah was at Camden Yards.
Do you like, have a crush on Brady or Cal? But, who's your crush?
Oh no, Brady. Nobody had a crush on Cal. I mean, he was old when I was young, but he was a legend. But
no, he had such rich blue eyes.
I have a good story. So I was fortunate enough to go to the 2-1-3-1 game and I was in high school at the time. And there was this policy on when you came late to school and the notes you would write. And I told my mom that she had to write a note that said I was late to school because I had a doctor's appointment, because otherwise I'd get detention. And she said, no, you're late to school because you went to the game last night and it went late. And so that's why you're late. And that's what I'm writing. And then I got detention. And my mom called the school and was like, you're teaching my child to lie. It was a special occasion and she was late to school. And then they said, okay, you don't have to have detention.
You know, if you ever bump into Cal Ripken, you got to tell him that story, right? That he got you detention, you know, that's pretty good. Wendy Bronfine is here. Rebecca Bronfine. I'm going to get the married name, Raphael. 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 She's chief revenue officer and Wendy handles all things marketing and all sorts of informational stuff in regard to cannabis. And I think the last time I saw you, Rebecca, it was right before the state went adult use and a lot of things. So first start with you, because I've talked to Wendy a couple times. What have we learned? I guess I feel like I'm in a Mork and Mindy episode. What have we learned in the first part of this about what people want, what Marylanders want, what people near your store? And I live in the Towson area, Timonium, you're very local to me. And when I'm in your store, I see all kinds of people. I always did though. I mean, you had a whole wellness thing. There was massage. There was all sorts of things going on in your facility, including education. How have things changed in the first 60, 90 days?
We've learned that Marylanders love cannabis, just as we suspected. And you're absolutely right. It's all types of people, all different ages, different backgrounds. Their use cases are completely different as well. Some recurring themes that we see, regardless of where you are in the state, is that flower is king. That is the dosage form that the majority of people will buy first. And it makes a lot of sense because anybody who was using cannabis as a black market product, that's mostly what they have access to. And then there's also huge demand for pre-rolls. So we've actually, over the past 3 months, steadily increased our pre-roll production to try and meet the demand more steadily. And that too, common sense would tell you a pre-roll is about $10 at the dispensary, whereas an eighth can cost you anywhere from $35 to $60, depending on like the tier of the flower. So if you want to try a lot of different strains and kind of understand how the terpene profiles make you feel or how taste kind of plays into the equation, you could buy 6 pre-rolls for the same price as 1/8 and have 6 different experiences. So at Foreign Daughter, like they have this thing called the Curio Wellness pre-roll bar. And it was designed with that in mind of like, let's show people how many things they could try when they're new to a cannabis product. So that's been a delightful surprise because we thought that was going to happen. So now to see it come to fruition has been really great. But everybody has been super positive, really curious. Like the staff is totally energized at both Farm Kent in Elkton and then Foreign Daughter in Timonium, because they get to start teaching a new class of people about all the things that they've really been talking to kind of the same medical program group about for 5 years. So you can just tell like when you're in there and they got a live one, they're like, oh, I can start from like the endocannabinoid system. I can get into like the entourage effect.
The stuff they didn't teach me at Dundalk High in ninth grade biology, I'm bringing George Shulin out, my ninth grade science teacher. We just lost Dave Fantasi, one of my dear friends, and he would have loved the Orioles playing like this. But my science teachers from high school are friends of mine later in life, and I'm going to bring them out and have some fun because this is really science. And Wendy, you and I talked about the America loves pills. I don't need to tell you this. I mean, your family came from that background, and we talked about opioids and all sorts of just in sports with Brett Favre and Vicodin and the things that have happened in regard to drug use in this country, and people been getting very, very comfortable with, I'll take a pill, I'll take an aspirin, I'll take an Advil, I'll take a Bear, I'll take a, you know, a Tylenol, these products that drug names maybe in the 50s and 60s, and then it became an over-the-counter experience in a lot of different ways. Or in my case, when I was a little boy, it was always syrup, right? Like cough syrup, it would taste good, make it go down. Sometimes alcohol gives me that experience of cough syrup or a bad taste. But these things that you've made in regard to having a different, and I really, I hear your voice when you talk about flower and smoking and health concerns in regard to that, which I'm sure people that come in would say, I don't smoke. I don't want to, that's not the way I want to do this. There's so many more ways that have been creative to use the plant to help people sleep, to help people heal, to help people be creative.
Yeah, no, I think you get a mix of people in terms of, like, to Rebecca's point, flower is all still remains the most popular form. And so there are usually people who use flower also might use any of the more discreet methods. And then you get new people coming in who are interested in the effects of cannabis, but might not want the odorous factors of smoking or even the inhalation. And so then they go towards things like tablets and chews or vapes, elixirs, topicals, other dosage forms.
Well, I just think from an educational standpoint, it's also new, right? I mean, there was Colorado and Washington and then everything that's happened in the less than a decade, really, to say what buyers would want. At what point did you, along this journey, have you discovered that flower is king? Because this is news to me. I didn't know this. You're educating me. And, you know, as predicted in this segment, I was going to learn stuff, but I didn't realize that it would be so prevalent, because I thought once people would have access to do something that wouldn't be lung smoke, odor, flame, all of these issues, device, all of the things that come with it, where these things taste great and really work. And the science that you've gotten behind it. I know we talked a little bit about that the last time as to what terpenes are and how this product, specifically a Curio product, that people like your company, well-funded groups like you across the country, really across the world, are trying to make better products, because none of this was available to be made into a product a decade ago, right?
Yeah. So the flower being the most popular is because we look at both third-party data and we look at the state's data just to see what, by product category, what the most customers are buying. And that helps us design our production to make sure that we don't run out of something that people want. Because whether it was a medical program or now in the adult use program, our mission remains the same: to have safe, effective, and reliable cannabis available to people in Maryland. And part of being reliable means, like, if you go in and you really like rum pie, that the next time you go back to Farr & Daughter or another dispensary, not only will rum pies be on the menu, but the cannabinoid profile, the THCA and the terpenes, that percentage is going to be so similar to the last time you had it, so that you can replicate and have a reliable experience. And you're not constantly being like, wait, I like that thing and I would expect it to have the same feel, I would expect to have the same effects, but now I got to try something new. So that's where the science for Curio really comes into play. It allows us to take something as, frankly, volatile as a plant. Every time we grow a new plant, it's a new plant. It's not like we take it from, you know, January and then we create the same one in October. We have to use science and environmentals and understanding how to grow indoors to make sure that we replicate an environment for that strain the same way over and over and over again. So every time you experience it, you'll have a reliable experience. And that's really what Curio is about. But on the topic of other dosage forms, the others that are very popular in adult use are vape and edibles, as you would suspect. I think one thing that our Farr & Daughter staff talk a lot about is, like, how quickly do you want to feel the effects of cannabis? So on the spectrum of what we call onset, flower and vapes, when you inhale them, have those much more immediate effect. Like in 5 to 10 minutes, you can start feeling a kind of high. Whereas with an edible, it can take people 30 to 45 minutes and it's a Saturday night. You'll take a 5 milligram terpene.
Depends on what you're digesting at that point too. And yes. Fats and proteins, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you can also use that to accelerate it too, if you want, right? If you have more fat in your diet, it's going to activate the THC. But it's funny that you say that Rebecca says that, because I always have this moment with my husband where I just sort of like tap him and I'm like, my chew just kicked in. Like there's just like that.
I go to a lot of concerts. I've had a lot of people this summer. Yeah. Come up to me and see my gummy just kicked in. Bear with me here a minute. You know, I'm here at the Cure concert. You know,
after you eat it.
we're here with Wendy and Rebecca from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. And I don't want to forget Elkton. Tell everybody about Elkton a little bit, because I always forget to mention that. Or not Elkton, excuse me, Cecil County.
The Elkton is the location. So the store is called Farm Kent Wellness, and that's up in Elkton, Maryland. That's our other dispensary. So that's right near the Maryland line. So that's an interesting thing that kind of correlates to what Rebecca sees kind of dealing with the sales side, which is, you know, the dispensaries in what we'll call central Maryland or inland, right? They get a lot of the local traffic and those radiuses. And then the dispensaries that are on those outer edges get Marylanders, and they also get our neighbors who are coming to Maryland for the type of products that we sell here, the robustness of our menu, the pricing, because while we do have neighbors who have programs, they don't deliver as well as Maryland's program does.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned, let's say Rum Pie, a strain, or Blissful Woods, any of your strains. Sometimes you see it 23%, sometimes you see it 31%, 32%. You see a price difference, I think, sometimes in that. Let's discuss that, because I don't understand it fully. And I also would say some people would see something 31, 32% and say, whoa. And some people would say 22. And I also see in your branding every day, you know, like that you have a line that says, hey, this is going to be a little bit more gentle, let's say.
So we have everyday flower and we have exclusive flower. So the everyday strains are by and large lower potency. They will have an average of 1 to 2% terpenes. So they'll have a fine aroma, be herbaceous, and they're only machine trimmed. So we position them as an accessible flower for everyone, almost like if you're an entry level flower consumer and you want to be more budget conscious. The price point of everyday is between, I'd say, $25 to $40 per eighth, depending on the dispensary. You could buy more eighths on a restrained budget in the everyday line. The exclusive line are all of our most exotic, highest potency, highest terpene strains. We also grow smaller batches of those strains so that when it comes out into an exclusive container, it's going to have greater than 30%, most likely THC. It's going to have closer to 2 to 3% terpenes, and there's going to be less of it available on the market. And therefore it's a higher price point to the end consumer. But most dispensaries, including ours, will run promotions so that you can try exclusive, like a buy one, get one 20% off. All of our strains, whether they are an everyday eighth or an exclusive eighth, are available in 2 packs of pre-rolls as well. So like going back to what I was saying earlier, we like to have everything available in a like $10 to $15 pre-roll range, and you get 2.5 gram pre-rolls in one carton so that you can try all of these strains before you make the investment in the eighth container.
And our pre-rolls use kind of the tiniest baby buds to produce them. It's not just shake and trim that's left over from our production process.
Yeah, like we grow full batches of flower too and put them into pre-rolls because we want to make sure that you have the most consistent experience with a pre-roll that you would have when you actually buy your own container and maybe roll your own.
When I see hand trimmed, I think like they're real people doing this.
Yes.
And this I've seen people picking crabs on the Eastern Shore. It's a skill, it's artisan literally. And knowing the difference between that and that you're using the higher strains to have that. And then using, as you said, machines for the everyday, correct?
Yeah. So the machine, the every day goes through what's called an auto trimmer. And so it's a very clean finished product, but it does not get that extra step of being manicured. The exclusive goes to a team of people, one of whom who is a Curio OG named Lenny. Like, she's been trimming our flower for 5.5
Are they wearing these orange Baltimore Curio shirts? Because they're going to look like Oompa Loompas. No, they really will. They'll look like, especially if they have white shoes.
That's a hygienic dress code.
Yeah, they are.
I'm just seeing workers at work. I'm seeing Oompa Loompas. That's all I'm seeing as we're all sitting here in orange. It's pumpkin season as well. Wendy and Rebecca are here from Curio Wellness and for Foreign Daughter. Stop by, get yourself educated now that adult use is here. Also get educated on medicinal and being a card-carrying member of our society as well. And they'll always educate you there. You can go to Curio Wellness. All of it's available at Baltimore Positive as well. And I don't know that I get the sisters Bronfine here together all the time, but maybe to honor Sister Sledge and We Are Family for the Orioles this week here. And terminate the deal on the shirts as well. Limited supply, right? They're going to run out at some point, right?
Yeah. So it's this is the last weekend. So it started yesterday and they end on Sunday while supplies last. Spend $80 and get one of these awesome shirts.
Are you saying if they go to the World Series in 2 weeks, you're not going to have shirts? Come on.
I mean, look, if this continues and the people also continue to love the shirts, like, I mean, that's a different
we'll
story.
We'll call Strategic Factory back.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't want to jinx anything. We got to just, like, ride the moment while we got it.
Look, this is me talking. I'm not telling you to hold up on the purple just yet, but pump the brakes on the purple a little bit. They're going to London. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can focus. Did I leave anything out today? Is there anything? I mean, you guys are always working like a new product and a new line. And I was kidding you last week about turning the pumpkin spice flavors or the eggnog flavors or the peppermint coming for the holidays. But there's a lot of creativity. I mean, I would just say that as a consumer of the product and a person that shopped in various places in various ways and looked at there's just a lot of creativity. And I would think your creative team is always trying to say, hey, we're going to have a special, St. Patrick's Day, something Shamrock Shake or something. I don't know.
Well, so I will say, even though we're not going to talk about the Ravens right now. We do have, we did this last year and we brought it back this year because it's football season. We've got a strain that we call Cannablitz. And then we've got a,
Sunday strain. What is Cannablitz? Is that in the, what does that mean? All these names, I need profile.
It's part of kind of like the whole, like adding to all of the energy around, Purple Friday lifestyle here. We kind of leaned into that for football season. And then I think
a hybrid, what is it?
Cannablitz is it's an indica leaning hybrid, but hybrid. I mean, it's one of those where it's got a nice amount of myrcene in it, but it depends on how
you. Well, if you're going to blitz, you can't be glued to the couch is all I'm saying.
No,
you know?
No.
All right.
It's a good Sunday strain.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
It was vetted before.
And I'm an old Jamaican me crazy party guy from Sunday afternoons before we didn't have football around here, which I still remember. I remember we didn't have good baseball around here. Now we have both. Go visit our friends at Curio Wellness and a Foreign Daughter. Best entryway is just literally to walk in the store, right? I mean, that's easy as that. And there's folks like you there educated and ready to teach people about all of the new things, right?
Yeah. And our products. And if you're not near one of our stores, our products are available at all the other stores as well.
All right. Well, I'll come in and you'll have a 2.0 ALCS World Series late October strain for the t-shirts. My big appreciation to Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. They are sponsoring our 25th anniversary, 25 years of this craziness at WNST. And we're finally going to win a World Series, I think, this month. I'm not sure. I have the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road with the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation, as well as Jiffy Lube on Friday the 13th. I'm hoping it's a lucky Friday the 13th. My birthday, I turn 55 years old on Saturday, so we're celebrating all weekend long. Friday will be at the upstairs at Drug City at the Fountain eating their crab cake. I'll probably be having like a bagel and a donut as well. But stop by and see me. It's my birthday on the 13th. I think George Shulin's coming by. And then on Sunday, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino in Perryville doing a special breakfast And dare I say, the Ravens are playing football on Sunday morning. It'll be day one, game one of the American League Championship Series as well here in Baltimore. But in London, we're going to be having breakfast at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. So come on up, stop and say hello. Right by the Elkton location up there, Farm and Kent as well. Same county, across the bridge. Nice folks. Come have breakfast with us and watch the Ravens take on the Titans. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, fitting it all in. Cannabis education, football, Cannablitz, and Orioles magic. Stay with us.